Well, good morning, good morning, good morning once more and again to all of you on this telecommunication sanctuary. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we're oh so excited because we are tagging today, Rejoice to the Lord with me. Rejoice in him always. And again, I say rejoice. Let's pray. Oh, gracious and holy Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are our dwelling place throughout all generations. You have been the God who has formed everything in place from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Therefore, Father, we are rejoicing in you. We are blessing your name this morning. We are giving you glory, honor, and praise for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to honor you and to praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for a blessed weekend on Thanksgiving weekend, Lord God, just to give your name glory, being with our family and our friends. We honor you, O God, for this morning that you we know that you are going to bless us once more and again through a powerful message this morning that we will hear. Our ears are open to hear what the Spirit has to say. So we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to strengthen and keep the messenger this morning, Lord God, to anoint her in such a powerful way, Father. We thank you, Lord God, because you told us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door will be open. And we know that the door is open to receive and to hear and to do, be doers of your word. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in everything. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, good morning again, TMC family. So it's such a blessing to greet each and every one of you this morning. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Good morning, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that tag, Rejoice in the Lord with me. It's always a joy to hear your voice on the call. Hello, TMC family. I am Rebecca Thomas, listening along with you from cold Snellville, Georgia, and it is a Jesus joy to tell you about the Master's call. This call, founded over 6 years ago in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. That website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where every message has been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if the Lord is leading you to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Brenda so lovingly did, or as a host, such as what I'm doing right now, or to share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request and or a praise report, you could email all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were knitted together through a God-ordained health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 27 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where the team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And today is Inspirational Monday, and that means our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, will be speaking to us on that call this morning. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Now, if you're having any issues with connecting to the call free of charge, we have a bridge number, and that bridge number is 716-293-9707. And what we've been waiting for, our speaker of the morning, is our very own Dr. P.K. Patton. And Dr. P.K. Patton has an extensive biography, including being an Army chaplain since January of 1985, but I'll tell you a little bit more about her. She is a native and resident of Monticello, Mississippi, and she is in a new and joyous season in her life. And this beautiful and wonderful woman of God is a newlywed to her tall, dark, and handsome Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who loves her like Christ loves his bride, the church. And so I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our very own Dr. P.K. Patton. Are you on the line with us this morning?
Morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, I just like to say, as our sweet minister Candy said, good morning, TMC family. You all, nobody can say it like she can, but I just feel so happy down to my sanctified toes this morning. Why? To God be the glory for all of the great things that he's done for me. And my list is so long, it's just too long to name all of them. But I pray that each of you have had a super fantastic Thanksgiving holiday weekend. As the Pattons did, our household was beaming with gratitude. Mr. Patton and I celebrated our first Thanksgiving together, and it was awesome with our family members. It was really good. And I truly can say that when I stop and think about how good God has been to me, in 2017, just alone this year, my heart jumps with Thanksgiving. It absolutely does. Just thinking about this TMC call for 2017 alone and the theme that our own Dr. Vanessa, my sister and cohort, gave us in 2017, we are going to really realize our goal and dreams, and I'm telling you, I have done just that. And this year is not over with yet. The many blessings that God has bestowed upon me has just been overwhelming and overwhelming and toe tapping, and I'm so thankful for that. Thinking about this TMC call, I think about the messages and prayers and support from the TMC staff that has been that we have been blessed with throughout the entire year. I love each and every one of you so much, and the dedication that you've given. I'm so grateful. Just as our ministers Brenda and Rebecca Thomas gave us our opening this morning, I'm just so grateful that we have that consistent support Monday through Friday each and every week from faithful God-sent angels who step up, speak up, and do what God has given them to do. And so today, you all, I'm especially grateful for the conclusion of this series on the gift of choice. which God gave me to start back in March. And you all know anything that you do for this long either actually becomes a part of you. But the thing that the Lord has impressed upon me through this weekend is how the gift of choice in each of the areas that he's had me to speak on and minister on has affected me. Because, you know, when God gives us a word, it comes to us first and foremost before anybody else. And so I've just dealt with all of those, all of these different issues throughout this year and made a decision and moved. And somebody says, make a decision and move now. That was my son down in Florida, Lance Waterman's mantra. Make a decision and move now. I've done that throughout this year of 2017. So last week, as we were closing out, the message was choosing to be ready. And the final point was dealing with Paul and the thorn that he had in his side, in his flesh, not in his side, but in his flesh. Don't know where that thorn was. Some said that he has eye problems. Others said that it was limp zip. People really don't know what thorn was, but the thing that they really highlight is that God refused to move that thorn. Why? We eventually see why, as Paul speaks in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. He says that God's grace is sufficient. God's presence is sufficient. So because of that, I submit to you this morning that we should not believe the lie that God won't give you more than you can handle. I submit to you that when or if you decide to do something new and meaningful, as Paul did, chances are it's going to be more than you can handle. When God prompts you to start, you remember I preached on choosing to start. When God prompts you to start something new, something meaningful, he will provide you with enough grace to handle what you cannot handle. Oh, I like that. When he leads you to stop, choose to stop. You remember I spoke on stopping. Something you've done for years, and that's a tough thing because we hear a lot, I've done that for years. But then God will come and tell you, I want you to stop doing that, which you have been doing for years. It likely will be more than you can do on your own to stop doing that thing. So just admit it and ask God to help you to do the right thing. And when you are weak, know that he will be strong. When you know you are to stay and it would be easier to go, God will have to help you do what you can't do yourself. You can choose. God gives us that powerful gift of choice. When God tells you to go and you would rather stay, he'll give you the faith that you need to take that first step. When God wants you to serve in ways that make you feel like you are in over your head, he'll empower you to do what needs doing. And when he guides you to connect with certain people in your life, you can be sure that he's going to use that connection to bless you both. Never be afraid to move forward through a challenge, trial, a storm, because it feels like more than you can handle. I think back to when we were stationed in Hawaii and God called us to foster a child. and to be a foster parent was something that I'd never experienced before. It was more than I could handle. It brought challenges that really pushed me to my limit. It helped me to realize just how important it is to listen and hear God as you are moving through doing this new thing that he's never given, that you've never done before, that he's given you to do. When I found myself in the midst of debt up to my yang-yang and bills that I could not pay and didn't have enough money to handle, you know, I used to say I have more months than I have money, and I felt stressed and tight and didn't know what to do. But I have to tell you this morning that God brought me through, and here I am on the other side of through with more than enough, and say, God, I thank you that I have something that I can share with somebody else. When I received bad reports, not one time, but many times from doctors, because you see, my lungs were compromised with sarcoidosis at the age of 19. And because of that disease that caused my lungs to be scarred, even though I know that God is a healer and he has healed me, yes, 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 I walk in healing today. Smoke still aggravates my lungs. Different allergies that folk that others just don't, viruses that others don't even concern themselves about will trigger me to the point where I have a challenge breathing. Breathing is very important to me for the job that God has given me to do. If I'm not able to breathe, I can't preach, I can't sing, and I definitely cannot dance. I love doing all three. Therefore, I have to ask God for strength so that he can sustain me in order for me to do what he's called me to do. Yes, I have found myself in places whereby I had to make strategic choices, but God has always been there. You might be tempted to think, I need to be stronger, Lord, in the midst of all this. No, God told me to just be ready. Be ready to accept the fact that when I am weak, he is my strength. Be ready to accept the fact and face the point that I am going to go through storms and struggles in my life. Some unexpected trials are going to come my way. Death is inevitable for all of us. Ahaya, glory to God. But knowing that God is here to give us all that we need as we go through this life, if we make the right choice and trust in him, glory, 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 life is going to be all right. That's what God has done for me. God transformed my fear into trust, the fear of not having enough, to knowing that God will give me all that I need, the fear of dying into knowing that I shall live and not die. Instead of putting my hope in the boat and my soul into the hands of others, knowing that God's hand, hallelujah, is the greatest hand that I need to be in. So I trust in him without reservation, and I thank him because he trusted me enough to place in my hands the gift of choice. So as we come to the end of this particular series, I believe that God is going to give me even more for us to talk about as we deal with grief, death, and dying, and how we choose to deal with that, because that issue that we all must face, that issue. Mother Josie said the other day, it feels like all of my friends are gone. My Aunt Wilhelmina from on my husband's side, who is 100 years old, says, good God, all of my folk are gone. And then I had to realize that one of the toughest thing about aging is to realize that I'm the one whom others are looking to for answers and for wisdom and for guidance. Man, is that heavy. So what do I choose to do? I choose to go to the Word, and I choose to carry everything to the foot of the cross and leave it there and say, God, only you can give us the answers that we need. The choice is yours. How do you choose to live your life? The right choice sometimes is the more difficult one. But as Jesus followers, we know it's best to choose hard over easy when hard is the right thing to do. So I say to you today, I love you, I thank God for you, and I bless God for the gift of choice. As we stretch out on this gift and know that it is a gift, the choice is yours, the time is now to step into your divine direction, doing all that God has called you to do. God bless you, and Minister Rebecca, will you come and give us our prayers for today?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Patton, for that profound word reminding us about the gift of choice and that God will equip us and be with us in our choices that he gifted us with. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Kimsey family, let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord. We are rejoicing and we are so glad in it, Lord. We thank you for just giving us all of the wonderful blessings and the breath, Lord, that we have, Lord, to praise you. Lord, we thank you for our speakers, Lord, on the call today. We thank you for our Dr. P.K. Robert Patton, Lord, and her family, Lord. Continue to do exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine according to your power working within her, Lord. Thank you for what she poured into us, Lord, and now just come back and pour back virtue and your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it, Lord. Thank you for our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine, Lord. And thank you for our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, and every single artist, distributor, and customer. Lord, thank you for blessing them and giving them a Jesus joyous holiday season this year. Lord, we also are lifting up all of our family members, Lord, who are going through any trials, Lord, any sicknesses or anything, Lord, that we thank you, Lord, that you are with them and that you're giving them comfort and your healing power. And we just trust you and we know that you're giving them a strong testimony, Lord. And we just praise you, Lord, that you get your glory in this, in any situation, Lord, in Minister Ada Grace's time and Kendra Carter and with Minister Brenda Terrell and her family, with just everything, Lord, with thank you for the testimonies. And we also thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for continuing to love them and just giving them a wonderful day, Lord, and just your joy. And we thank you, Lord, that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth, that you call the master's call as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call our playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is the same. It's 957-677-POUND. Again, the New Morning Motivational Call is next with Minister Tiffany Lauderdale speaking and inspiring us this Monday. And that call again is, that call number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. P.K. Patton, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Lord, praise God. I thank God today for each and every one of you who've come, who made the choice to rise early, to pray with us, and to hear the word that God has to give to us. I would like to close out with this scripture, because it is so wonderful as we close today, Deuteronomy 7:6. For you are holy people of the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be the people of his possession. God wants you to know that he makes choices as well. So as you leave knowing that you are God's choice, so that you can make choices that will make God smile. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I pray that you will leave this call and live a life that is absolutely super fantastic as you make the right choices in your life. God bless you. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.